here at the third day of ECER 2011. This is the first audio boo of the day, and we're here with Benedict Gendron talking about emotional competences. Go.
So I'm Professor Benedict Gendron from University of Montpellier, south of France, and now we talk about emotional capital, which is a broader concept of which gather actually the emotional competences. So it's an economics concept which have been honored by a French prize from the Académie Française, which gather different disciplines like economics and psychology, sociology and neuroscience funding. So what is emotional capital? So emotional capital is a resource actually, and a set of emotional competences. And what is emotional competences? So to answer to this question, I need to come back on the on some economics perspective of education. So when we measure education, we talk about human capital, which actually Gary Becker measures human capital. And he measures like general knowledge, what we call in French like savoir, and technical skill, which is savoir-faire. But what about this kind of soft skill, or like this kind of behavior skill, what we call in French like savoir-être, so like self-confidence, self-awareness, self-regulation, but also empathy, communication skill, to know how to deal with conflict, all this kind of skill which is very important, crucial in daily life. So I went back to university and I did psychology, and I tried to integrate this kind of psychology outcome in economics model. And we now got some evidence that there's a positive effect on investing on emotional capital, on coming from neuroscience. So when you develop emotional capital, or we know how to regulate our emotion, you have a big impact on learning process. So from neuroscience, we know that. We also got some evidence from psychology that's emotional competencies that's very important in work performance, but also in health issue, education also side, and also economics of human resources now bring evidence that says a lot of impact on health, on creativity, on also on performance. So that's why it makes this kind of set of emotional competencies very important, very crucial. And we can consider these competencies as a real capital, which we need to invest in it. And I think that educational policymakers, they should really consider this kind of emotional capital if we really want, because of this positive effect, even also on social cohesion. So we need to consider that if we really want equity on education, but also like development for all, which will be the next, one of the next topic in Cadiz on the ECER 2012.
Thank you very much. That was a great little bit about emotional capital for you there on Thursday morning. Thank you very, very much.